I was rummaging through my grandparents' medicine cabinets, looking for some Advil. I had a little headache from the long ride with my annoying sister, and I wanted it to go away. Instead, I saw a brilliant blue bottle with a worn label, yellowed with age, with some prehistoric font. It proudly stated, Mind Cream. Intrigued, and bored since I was alone, I had managed to opt out of a loud family journey to the general store for some ice cream. I turned the bottle around to see what was on the back. Trade minds with anything that has a brain, lasting over 10 minutes, was proudly advertised. I giggled to myself and muttered, what is this? Carefully unscrewing the cap, I took a look at the substance within. It was clear white, and looked like old lotion. Slightly disappointed, I dabbed a little of it on my finger and smelled, huh? Had a slightly musty smell for lotion. Rubbing it on my hand, I had already started to move on. I quickly put the jar down, and headache forgotten, wandered into the outdoors. A clucking of one of the many chickens my grandparents kept at my feet reminded me of the chicken coop near the back of the house. I wandered over to it, and without warning, the rooster came barreling at me in hatred, for no apparent reason. I put my hand down to stop the ferocious pecking at my legs. The second I felt feathers, my view dramatically changed. I was staring at some blue-covered thing. Surprised, I just stood there for a moment, and then tried to put my hand out. All I felt was an odd sensation near my side. Then I realized what I saw. In front of me was jeans. My jeans. I looked up and got a nasty surprise. I was looking at myself, and my expression was that of stupefied surprise. I yelped, but all I heard was a cluck. Still looking at my face, I saw it change from surprise to fear, and my body started a quick stumbling gait towards a field of high grass. Waddling as best I could, I tried to follow myself into the grass, listening for a loud crunching. Unfortunately, soon after I entered it, I lost the sound of myself. Panicky, I started to wander around, wondering what happened to me, what was going on, and how I was going to return to my body. Eventually, I found a bare patch in the grass, and no sooner had I entered it, my view suddenly changed again. I was lying on my back, deep in the grass. I sat up and looked at my hands. Still startled, I started laughing at myself maniacally as I remembered the mind cream. It worked, I laughed to myself. After I stopped, I ran over to the now visible patch of grass and picked up the now docile and surprised-looking rooster and quickly returned to the chicken coop. I knew I hadn't much time left, and I quickly found the mind cream and, wearing a large pair of cleaning gloves, rubbed some on the outside of a glass. Walking back to the kitchen, I quickly filled the glass with some Sprite, my sister's favorite, just as my parents' car drove into the driveway. My family slowly got out, and walking to my sister, I said as normally as possible, Sprite? She looked at me suspiciously, and in my kitchen gloves and with grass in my hair. She said caustically, What happened to you? I replied with a quick, Just tripped in the field. She giggled at me, and grabbed the glass, taking a big swig, and I allowed myself a malicious grin.